As part of our series of podcasts accompanying the launch of Control Risk Risk Map publication, today I'm speaking with Jan Zalewski, a Control Risk lead analyst for Bangladesh. There's been a great deal of media attention on Bangladesh throughout 2013, with the tragic collapse of a garment factory in Dhaka in April, adding further fuel to a seemingly endless series of labour strikes. Here we'll be looking ahead to what we can expect in 2014. Jan, elections are due on 5th of January, and past elections have been defined by the bipolar competition between the leaders of the two main national parties, the Awami League and the Bangladesh Nationalist Party. What's your take on election dynamics this time around, and what's your outlook?
Well, the election dynamics this time around will similarly be defined by the polarization between the Awami League and the Bangladesh Nationalist Party. And I would even argue that this time around, the election dynamics are more charged than previously. If we look at the nature of protests between the different sides over the past few months, then it's clear that there is now a much stronger national identity component that is driving the unrest. And that relates to unresolved issues of national identity. In that sense, it's important to note that the bipolar competition is not so much defined by the competition between the two respective leaders of the two parties, but it's more deep-seated, whereby the Awami League is pushing for a more secular character of the country, and the Bangladesh Nationalist Party pushes for a more conservative and religion-focused nature of governance. The activities of the Awami League over the past couple of months and years have very much put this competition to a head. It's now a zero-sum game, and it's a zero-sum game because the Awami League has changed constitutional provisions that have changed the electoral system. Most importantly, it has scrapped the caretaker government system that would have taken over government functions 90 days before elections. Without that being in place, the Awami League is very much in a position to dictate the proceedings of elections. And the opposition is very much criticizing the situation, to the extent that the Bangladesh Nationalist Party is now saying that they will boycott the elections. So we have a situation in which the Bangladesh National Party is very likely to boycott the elections. The Awami League on its own is unlikely to offer significant concessions. Therefore, we are likely to see elections that will keep the Awami League in power. And if that is the case, then those elections will very likely be perceived as illegitimate, not only by the opposition, but also internationally. From that point onwards, there's two main scenarios that are thinkable. One is that because the Bangladesh Nationalist Party and other opposition parties increase their agitation and stage more protests and strikes that last for a longer time and are more vigorous, that there's a more significant deterioration of security environment, which then forces the military to intervene. Up to now, the military has denied any intention, or has been very quiet in terms of its intentions. But there has been precedent, and if the situation deteriorates to a significant extent, then such a move cannot be ruled out. If that is the case, then the military would likely stress the temporary nature of its administration and is also likely to want to keep a lid on the bipolar competition, much like in the way as a similar caretaker government did between 2007 and 2009. If the military does not intervene, then we are facing a more negative scenario, which is likely to see prolonged protests by the Bangladesh Nationalist Party and also other opposition parties, and security forces would be unlikely to be able to quell the severity of such unrests.
And as I mentioned in my intro, Bangladesh has witnessed a deterioration of the security environment over the past year. Do you think we'll see a significant deterioration ahead of the election and indeed following it?
It's almost certain that ahead of the elections, we will see a further deterioration of the security environment. We have already seen over the past weeks and months that the BNP, but also Islamist political parties, that they have increased their agitation against the government. It's for them basically a zero-sum game in which they are perceived to have no stake in government proceedings after the elections if they're not agitating. So this is why the agitation tends to be very violent, and more violent for that matter than was the case in previous elections. And also what needs to be mentioned here is that should the Awami League actually manage to get back into power for a second consecutive term, then that would be unprecedented in Bangladeshi politics. Previously, the two main national parties alternated in power, so they could undo the actions of the previous government and put things more into the path that they would want it to be in. This would not be the case this time around. The only way for the BNP and other opposition parties to actually voice their discontent with what is going on is by agitating.
And the economy showed robust growth under the AL government, attracting a great deal of international investment. From the conversations you have with investors, do you think they've been put off by the recent turbulence?
Investors are certainly worried about the current situation in terms of disruptions to supply chains, in terms of potential incidental risks to their personnel. Being put off entirely, not yet at least, but as we've said before, there is a very good chance that the political violence will persist in the short term. And if that is the case, then certainly this will have further denting effects on investor confidence. In addition to that, it's also valid to mention unrest that is quite separate to the political unrest that is related to the elections. And on that issue, I'm referring to the garment sector, which has been the subject of several controversies. The collapse of the Rana Plaza factory is a case in point here because it has put international spotlight on working conditions and minimum living conditions among garment workers. International investors have come under scrutiny by a variety of NGOs and media over how they do business in Bangladesh, who they do business with, and how they uphold working standards for the people that do work for them. International investors have, over the past month, put a lot of pressure on the government to improve the situation, but the government is a little bit in a bind on the situation because it is under pressure to maintain Bangladesh as a low-cost manufacturing destination and keep a competitive edge against competing markets. So the leeway with which it can operate is very limited. If that is the case, then over time we're likely to see more labor unrest, and we're also likely to see more pressure on companies to scale down their operations or entirely pull out of Bangladesh. They might also decide to do so because the reputational and the cost aspects of the investment might not compare to other competing markets.
Thanks, Jan. We'll have to finish there. This is one of a series of recordings we'll be releasing over the coming weeks and months, discussing the outlook for key investment markets. You'll be able to find and subscribe to them by searching for Control Risk on iTunes.